This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's tomorrow's news tonight right here, and I'll tell you what, I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the customer and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working all across the country, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is, however you're doing it, thanks for all that you do to keep America moving. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out the all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now on this Wednesday morning is retired Air Force Colonel Jim Warshuk, and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
We are ready. Let's do it.
All righty. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and
justice
for all.
For all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big story is what happened yesterday, and I'm going to read the tweet. This is what the president said that just blew the lid off the roof in Washington, D.C. He said, and I quote, "I have fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russian hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, no redactions. All Russia hoax scandal information was declassified by me long ago. Unfortunately for our country, people have acted very slowly, especially since it's perhaps the biggest political crime in history of our country." And then he added, finally, one word, act.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. This could be, if you understand what he's saying here, and that's the hard part. A lot of people don't understand or comprehend what he just did. Originally, he gave the direction to declassify everything pertaining to the Russian hoax, the coup, Even Hillary Clinton's emails that a lot of people have forgotten all about, figure, well, they're not going to do anything on that.
Mm-hmm.
She has got to be shaking in her shoes when he put that tweet out last night. So this means everything now has got to be up on the table. No redactions. You know, redactions are when they put the black box around something.
Yep.
Or line it out. Everything will be out there. So now, it's in view of the American people. Now it'll be up to the media, our friends in the media, of course, mm-hmm. how fast they will be to get that information and put it out. You know, the mainstream media is going to not put everything out, so we're going to have to depend on other sources to get that out. And if anyone listened to Devin Nunes over the weekend, he talked about declassifying everything, you know, or shut down all the intel agencies. And that was, you know, Trump's been working with Nunes on this for a long time, and there's still deep staters in there who have been slow rolling, releasing information from all the intelligence community. So Trump basically said, I've already declassified this. And the important thing to understand is the president is the only person who has full declassification authority of every single piece of classified information that we have in our archives, billions, if not trillions, of documents over the years. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out and what comes forward. The other thing it does, this essentially makes it much easier for Barr and Durham in their indictments, because they don't have to go through the process of saying, okay, I got to put this out there, it's classified, I got to be able to work with this to be able to bring indictments. Everybody will see everything. And I think this is Trump's October surprise, and it's a pretty big one.
Okay. And George is saying hello, the Godfather. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, George.
And the other thing is, we've been told there's going to be an announcement about a national security press conference announcement this afternoon. One can only imagine what that's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? We're digging on that now to see what we can find out what that might be. It might be a more formal discussion on this and what Trump sees, but you know, I'm already seeing people are freaking out over this, because they know that everything is going to eventually come out now, and there's no holding back. It's just as fast as you can put this information out for the media to get it and the media to put it into stories.
Well,
is how fast it'll be.
Well, apparently, FBI Director Christopher Wray and CIA Director Gina Haspel, according to what we're hearing and seeing, may have been blocking the release of some of these documents. Is there any truth to that?
Two different animals there with regard to Wray and Haspel. Haspel has been under a lot of pressure by still former Brennan stalwarts in the CIA. They went after her because she actually attended Trump's last two State of the Union speeches, and when certain things that related to national security were said, she stood up and applauded, and they immediately went to and said, you should be remaining neutral. You shouldn't be applauding anything.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak. He's a retired U.S. Air Force intelligence officer, as well as chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We're going to get into some stuff there. Don't go nowhere. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And before I get back to my conversations with Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, the chairman and former U.S. Air Force officer, I want to tell you about my friends up at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, you know, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to the fantastic SUV that it is. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue, and it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, a cordless phone charging system, a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service when you get that you get from Moss Nissan. I've had 4 different Rogues. Now, Moss Care is included in each vehicle you purchase, a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. There's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that other dealerships don't. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura is the home of You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and personal responders up on a pedestal. Now, Nissan stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura down on Florida Avenue in Tampa are the place to go. Now, visit them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss, Nissan. I'm back to Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. First of all, before we get started again, you have a meeting coming up on Thursday. The public is invited, I understand, at the, what is it called, the Loft Event Center in Brandon?
That's correct, and we have a phenomenal great speaker by the name of Captain Matt Bruce. So why not show up?
Yeah, and I'm going to light the building up, folks. I guarantee you, this is going to be one you're going to want to be there for.
So we're looking forward to that, and that's our monthly Republican Party of Hillsborough County meeting. And this will be our final meeting before the election, and so we'll be doing a lot of discussion on that, and we'll be getting people finalized to do lots of different things. One of the things we need is poll watchers. So if anybody is interested in doing that, you can contact the party, and we'll set you up. So, and we're looking for people to go out and put out information for the president. So this is the final 27 days. So we need everybody on deck to help Donald Trump get reelected.
Now, there was a lot of concern yesterday when a vice admiral with the Coast Guard came down positive with the coronavirus, and right away, as a precaution because of a meeting that they were in with this vice admiral, the Joint Chiefs of Staff all went and quarantined themselves. Is that, I know that's standard procedure, but some people are going, oh my God, we've lost the leader of the military leaders. What's going to happen? People will take advantage. China. And I'm going, hold on, slow down. So you take it from there.
Well, it's no different than when anybody else gets it and you're in close quarters with people you work with. You put yourself in the self-quarantine for 10 or 14 days. So for a couple of weeks, the senior leadership and anybody who they were in contact with, they'll have to remain home. But they're all equipped to work virtually from their home, and between phone calls and emails and texting and what have you, they can conduct business. They just can't sit in meetings together. They can Zoom, and that will be, they're already doing a lot of that anyway, so I don't see a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is the election, of course, coming up. We've got the vice presidential debate. I wish I could ask Kamala Harris a couple of questions. And the one question that I would like to ask her would be about her husband and her husband's law firm, because there's something in there that nobody's even thinking about. And when she declined to investigate the health supplement fraud cases involving companies that her husband's law firm represented, I want to know if she, as California's attorney general, did that purposely to decline investigating because of the fact it was her husband's law firm. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's just too close to the fire there on that, and I believe the same thing. There's something going on there, and, you know, perhaps that will be asked, or there'll be a question on it. I doubt it. Can the vice president, you know, lead into it in a response that he gives, if that's the case? But I agree with you 100%. We just don't know how this is going to go, and if the opportunity there is to put it out there.
Yeah, and again, when it comes to that, I hope she doesn't get softball questions, because you've got Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, the two Fox people that'll be asking the questions. They've been pretty good in the past, so I'm thinking maybe they'll be all right.
Well, they throw a lot of softballs. I hope that they ask some tough questions, particularly of her. I mean, the vice president he's been vetted by virtue of being the vice president for the last nearly 4 years. So the questions need to come out, and we'll see where it goes.
Now, had you been at lunch yesterday, you would have had the opportunity to meet a gentleman that walked up to me and introduced himself. He works for the INS, and good morning to him. I won't mention his name, but he works for the INS, and he listens to the program on his way to work every morning, so he's listening this morning. But he talked to me about what it is that he does. He actually reviews the cases for the people that are either applying for citizenship, or maybe they've overstayed their visa, and their deportation is imminent or something. He does that sort of thing. But the Democrats want a fast track the process, especially because of the pandemic, and they just want to keep everybody here and say, oh, until the end of the year, nobody's going to get deported. And the other thing is they want to end the for-profit detention centers and instead prioritize investments in more effective and cost-efficient community-based alternatives to detention. But the other thing they want, which is really mind-boggling, is just give everybody citizenship and say, okay, you're here. Welcome to America.
Boy, that opens up, you know what, that, you know, it's the open borders thing and anybody can come here and live here and be an American, you know, so let's just invite our worst enemies in. Let's invite the criminals in. Let's invite the, you know, child molesters in. Let's bring in the world. You know, that's part of the process to becoming a citizen is, being vetted and showing that you can be an upstanding citizen. I think that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, and all this would do is help us to become a third world country because, again, I understand the H-1B visas when we do that and bringing people in for specific jobs and this, that, and the other, medical and scientific and maybe even technical computer-type people. But if you're just letting people in that came slipping across the border that are looking for a job, that's not going to help us at all.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is that a couple of good things coming out here. The loan forgiveness program from the Small Business Administration is going to help the Paycheck Protection Program people because the loan forgiveness is now underway. After 90 days, they're going to start forgiving some of these loans, and that'll help people get back up on their feet again, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. People have been crushed in their businesses and even their household. So this is a good thing.
Now, you and I are going to talk about something that we've talked about off the air, and we haven't really said anything about this right now. But we've got 23 people that all happen to be Republicans, either members of the administration or staff or relatives of the Trump clan, if you will, that have tested positive for coronavirus. I believe that there may have been a super spreader in that announcement in the Rose Garden of the Supreme Court Justice the day that all of this went down. And I think we may be looking at something. Now, George the Godfather is saying, don't you think China and the Dems had something to do with this?
Well, certainly I believe the Democrats may have had something to do with it. It's awful interesting when you look at the people who came down with it. Mostly from the closest of the close, from the president's inner circle.
Yep.
How, you know, we just heard Stephen Miller came down with it yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, all within the margin of error, time wise, it's awful interesting, and you know, it's essentially backfired on him now. And I wouldn't be surprised if there is an investigation going on very quietly to try to figure out who came in, who had it, if that's the case. And we may be hearing something in the months to come. Probably not until after the election, but I'm sure we'll find out something.
And we'll find out about that national security press conference, too, what that's all about. All right, Colonel, I look forward to seeing you Thursday night, so stay low.
Take care, Matt.
All right, that's Colonel Jim Warchick, everybody, the Hillsborough County Republican Party chairman and also retired United States Air Force colonel. And look forward to seeing him Thursday night over there in Brandon. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should not let COVID-19 dominate their lives in a message he delivered after leaving Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday. The president saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid of it. As far as the president's health, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
he looks fine, as you can see the way he looked when he came out of the hospital. The issue is that he's still early enough in the disease. Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal, meaning going in the wrong direction and getting the trouble.
Fauci speaking there on CNN. During an NBC town hall, Joe Biden vowed to pass legislation for legal abortion if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed and the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. So that means JW up there in Brooksville, you better pay attention. Now today, Wednesday, it's going to be partly sunny. There'll be some afternoon thunderstorms. It will start to be breezy. And the reason it's going to start to be breezy is because we're going to start to feel a little bit of the effects from way far away from the storm, the hurricane that's coming our way. But we're not going to get it, so don't start thinking that. But we might get a little breeze in the trees, that sort of thing. So the winds will be out of the southeast most of the day. Anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour. The seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperatures both at 80 degrees. And our high tide happened at 4:32 a.m. Our low tide's coming during the lunchtime at 12:26 p.m. Now, let me tell you, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Just load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing while you're at it. Now, if you call the Freedom Boat Club today, the number is 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, you can join and get reciprocity at 232 locations across the country. So you can basically go anywhere they're at. Now, the website to check them out, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door even wider. And joining us right now, we've got the consumer quarterback himself from the Consumer Quarterback Show, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You know, I had a question for you from one of my neighbors, and one of my neighbors got one of these weird telephone calls, and again, they also got something else, an email sent to them from Social Security with the logo on there and the place to send it back, and it wasn't SSA.gov, I might add. It was some weirdo email address, and they showed it to me, and they said they got a phone call, too, that they were gonna stop their Social Security benefits if they didn't call them right away or email them right away. They did the call, and then they did the email. And they said, is this legitimate? And I looked at it, and when I saw what it said, I said, nope, it's not.
Absolutely not. Yep, that's right. You got to be careful. More and more of those are popping up. Text messages. My mom even got a Facebook Messenger scam that came through, and yeah, you just got to be more diligent than ever, and just understand that there's different ways that they're going to correspond with you, and in order to access certain monies, you don't have to pay money up front to access certain sound money that they're claiming that you may have.
Yeah, and the other thing is the government in general isn't going to call you anyway.
Right.
They're going to send you a certified letter, regardless of who it is, for the most part, unless you go to see them, and then obviously you're going to speak to somebody. But they just don't do business that way.
Yeah, exactly. So just be diligent. Find out. You know, the scams are out there. There's a lot of different scams. You know, one that we heard of as well. It's kind of they recycle these things year after year too. Is you know, calling up and claiming that a loved one is either stuck in jail or some kind of hospitalization. And
yeah, I remember
right
that.
Away.
Yeah.
So there's so many of those things. You just got to be diligent. And, you know, as a consumer advocate, we really take pride in, you know, helping people understand those different situations. Also, you know, identity theft, credit improvement. You know, there's lots of ways that you can be diligent these days and kind of be proactive getting that.
You have an identity theft expert, I believe, that comes on your program on a very regular basis, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got some great expert contributors on our show. We've got credit improvement expert. I've got another friend that does kind of like a LifeLock, but his is called ID Seal, mm-hmm. which is better. You know, it's a better program in our opinion, but. But yeah, you gotta be really careful about that. You know, more and more fraud, even in real estate, there's real estate fraud, and we've got one of our folks that have written a book called Fraud Shine State, and you know, talking about how people can actually steal your home out from underneath you, just doing it legitimately or illegitimately through the public record.
Now, our governor here in Florida, I think, is doing a bang-up job, Ron DeSantis. He's done a lot of really good things. He's kept the economy moving along pretty much for the most part. I know there's some people that have fallen through the cracks along the way that haven't been able to keep up, and businesses have shut down. And, of course, the amusement parks, every time I think about that and the big crowds that you'd have there, we're not seeing that. We probably won't until next year. Is that about right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, amusement parks kind of slow to open. And then, yeah, I agree with you. He's done a great job. He's done a great job keeping us open, being a little bit more on the, you know, the aggressive side, as some might say. But I think it's a much needed, you know, open us up, get us back to work, and people can still wear their mask and be diligent about that. and just be precautious. But yeah, we gotta have jobs. We gotta have income coming in.
Now, because you're in the real estate business, I had a question from a listener, and the listener wanted to know if the governor had gotten rid of the
moratorium.
The what?
The eviction moratorium.
Yeah, didn't he get rid of that?
Yeah, exactly. So now, yes, you can be evicted now. And it's, you know, a situation where some people are behind on payments and, you know, they have the ability to, to try to get caught up. They have that right. But if they're not paid up, then the landlords and, they have the right now to do evictions. That moratorium has gone away.
Yeah, and the person was very concerned that there's going to be people out on the street because they've seen moving vans, they've seen furniture out on the street in the area they're in, and they said they assume that people are losing their houses right now, and that may be true. That may be, in fact, be true.
It might be, exactly. And some people, even, if they're not dealing with a landlord-tenant situation, if it's more of the bank versus a homeowner that has a finance loan, there's different sets of rules there as well. And you've got to contact your servicer, find out, exactly what the programs are. What does it mean if you have a deferment? And just be diligent in that process and try to work out payment programs. Also contact your local municipality. There might be some government money there available that you may not be aware of.
Yeah, and the president just tweeted last night, Nancy Pelosi, and said, if I'm sent a standalone bill for $1,200 stimulus checks to be sent out, I will sign it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So he challenged Nancy Pelosi because he's got her now. It's her turn because she's the one holding all this stuff up.
Yeah, and it's so sad. It's so sad that they're playing those political games and stuffing some of that stuff through. Fast, last minute, stacking it.
Yeah.
One of those I really respect and like is old Matt Gaetz out of the Panhandle. He was the first one that came out and said that he's not taking corporate dollars for his campaign. And he's doing a good job up there.
Tell us about, first of all, what it is you do, and then second, we'll get into your show.
Yeah, Brandon Rimes, real estate expert here in Tampa Bay. We're a top 1% ranked real estate team, and my wife and I own the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. And then as our real estate quarterback show, a.k.a. the consumer quarterback show, we serve the community as a consumer advocate here in Tampa Bay on 860 The Answer, 4 o'clock drive time.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you next week, my friend, so stay low.
All right, my friend. Thank you much.
All right, that's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And don't forget, you can hear him on my flagship station on Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, the other thing is, coming up here, I've opened up a little extra time by doing the beach and boating forecast at the bottom of the hour, which is a good thing, because now I'll be able to chat a little bit more about this Democratic National platform, the Democratic Party's national platform that's out there. And Joe Biden keeps saying, no, I'm not doing that. I've got the Biden plan. Well, I've got a copy of the DNC plan. It's about 2 inches thick, 92 pages. And the Biden plan is thicker. And it's got Bernie Sanders' name attached to it and AOC. So you can just imagine. All right. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our little buddy up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia, who is on the job and at it. And she's up there at the Double D Ranch doing her stuff right now with the horses, because that's what they got. It's a big horse ranch up there. And, of course, they're always in the middle of something up there, and they are good folks, and I like good folks and good friends of the show, and I've known them for quite a while, and we appreciate them very much for what they do. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. I'm about to find out more about them because I was going across the Howard Franklin Bridge, and a dump truck dropped a rock off his truck, hit my windshield, and yep, You got it. New windshield coming. Auto Glass America and I are going to become very good friends today. And in the times in which we're living, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, too, they'll take care of you, and they'll take care of that windshield replacement. Now, give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get $100 cash after you get that windshield in there, too. Find out all about it. Well, now, the Democratic Party's platform. A lot of things have been said about. Some things that you've been told are in there are not necessarily in there, but they're sure in the Biden plan. Now, the platform has reinforced divisions amongst the party's moderates and its liberal wing, which has expressed disappointment that the official Democratic agenda does not support Medicare for All, the universal single-payer health care proposal championed by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont that has become the pillar of the progressive movement. But when it comes to health care, it does something a little different. Now, while the Democrats say health care is a right for all, it seeks to secure universal health care through a public option, not Medicare for All. We'll see how that works out. Now, the official statement from them is that Democrats believe we need to protect, strengthen, and build upon our bedrock health care program, including the Affordable Care Act. So what they want to do is go back in and beef up Obamacare and throw in a bunch of private insurers to get some more competition in there. But I don't know if they'll be able to do that because, remember, they cut the payments they were going to get and all that sort of stuff, and a lot of insurers just bailed out and said, nope, not going to cover you anymore. So there you go. Now, the Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force, which came up with the Biden plan, is a lot more inclusive than some of what's in the Democratic National Platform. Now, Thursday night, I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to dive right into it because the Democratic National Platform is almost like looking at a communist manifesto, the way it's written, the socialistic idea, socialism that's in there. And if you didn't know any better, you'd think you were in Red China or Cuba or North Korea by them telling you, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Well, Democrats, for example, when it comes to the economy, they want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but not right away, by 2026. And they want to invest in infrastructure, including high-speed rail. Well, my question is, how is that working out right now? California, they were going to have high-speed rail to Las Vegas through the desert. And then they went, uh-oh, not so fast. We got a little problem. It's called getting over the mountain. They got a big old mountain range to go up over the top of coming out of L.A. and Ontario to get up to Las Vegas. And you don't just take the train and go straight over the top and straight down the other side. It winds its way up the side of the mountains to get over the top to get to the other side. They never thought about that. And by the way, it does the same thing going down the other side. Now, Democrats also support aggressive steps to encourage home ownership by increasing affordable housing. I've heard that before, haven't you? And giving a $15,000 tax credit to first-time homebuyers. Now, that's been done before, too. There's other initiatives in there, too. But perhaps the most notably, the platform promises to reject every effort to cut, privatize, or weaken Social Security. Well, nobody's going to cut it. Nobody's going to privatize it. and nobody is trying to weaken it. They're trying to strengthen it because of all the money that's been borrowed out of it in the past. All the IOUs, remember Clinton's IOUs? Now, the pledge is particularly relevant following President Trump's push to cut payroll taxes, which Democrats said could jeopardize the funding stream for the popular government program. But those were taxes that were going to be paid and just put off to the side for a little while to get people a little bit more money in their wallets until the first of the year. And then when it comes to climate change, well, we know about that, don't we? The party's platform sets aggressive goals of eliminating carbon pollution from power plants by 2035 and achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions for all new buildings by 2030, with the goal of achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Not as fast as what some want, starting with somebody by the name of AOC. But the platform, you ready for this? The Democratic Party platform makes no mention of the Green New Deal. Not one word. And a sweeping congressional resolution to combat climate change that's widely supported by the party's progressive wing does not call for an end to the fossil fuel subsidies either. An omission has frustrated activists, although the Biden plan does, as well as the Green New Deal. And who's asking me this question? Oh, Eric. Yes, Eric, it is way over budget in California, and they are not sure they'll be able to afford it because California's got no money. They were given federal money to do part of it, but they haven't got enough money to finish the project and do all of it. So they're in a state of limbo out there in California, but then again, why would you be surprised? Now, when it comes to the criminal justice and racial justice, which is what they call this, Democrats want to overhaul the criminal justice system from top to bottom. But notably, the platform does not specifically include support for defunding the police. It has support for reallocating funds to other areas of law enforcement, whatever in the hell that means. Now, that's become a rallying cry for some activists amid the nationwide reckoning over racial justice and police brutality. Instead, Democrats support national standards governing the use of force, like banning chokeholds. Well, I think they already did that, or somebody did that. The police themselves, I think, stopped that. Now, the party also wants to eliminate cash bail. Okay, you go in. Okay, Mr. Bad Guy, you're back out on the street. Democrats support decriminalizing marijuana, legalizing its medical use, but the platform advocates are leaving it up to the state to determine whether or not to legalize marijuana for recreational use. And, of course, the progressives don't like that because they think it should be legal so they can all walk around and get high. Now, one last little thing I got to tell you before we got to go away here. Don't forget about my buddies at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Tell them howdy, howdy. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Here comes the music. That means I got to go. Hope everybody has themselves a great day today. You should. And we'll see what happens with this national security press conference that's coming up. I have no idea what that's going to be, but you can speculate all you want. It could be interesting. So everybody have yourself a great day. Stay low, stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you all tonight on the Radio. See you.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.